Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, when will COVID end? When will COVID end? We're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about the pathogen that is a deadly pathogen. We're talking about the pathogen that was created in a laboratory with the gain-of-function research paid for by taxpayers, mostly by taxpayer, American taxpayers, headed up, led out by infamous Anthony Fauci, Sir Anthony Fauci, St. Anthony Fauci, King Uzziah Anthony Fauci, whatever title you want to give him. He should have been fired years ago. He wasn't. He's the one that's now controlling the White House, the Oval Office, when it comes to anything that is called COVID or COVID-related. He's the one that has the final say-so, not the president, not the legislative branch, not the executive branch. It is simply Anthony Fauci. He's running our nation today, whether you realize it or not. He's making the decision on the destiny and the demise and the destruction of our constitutional republic. Yes, he is. And Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, has some very pointed personal things to say to Anthony Fauci, and we'll talk about that further in the broadcast. Let me remind you, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Do you believe that we will find an end to COVID-19? Will COVID end in America as we know it today? I'm talking about the COVID executive orders. I'm talking about the COVID idiocy that's taking place out of the White House and the legislative branch and what's being said and done in relationship to it. By the way, the House and the Senate on both sides of the aisle, doesn't make any difference which side of the aisle you look at, because they have so much stock that is held by them in the pharmaceutical houses that's promoting and pushing the COVID vaccinations. They're making such a profit off their stock. They're not interested in it ending. They're not interested in stopping the vaccination, if you please, juggernaut that's going across the nation and around the world. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says Philadelphia rolls out COVID-19 vaccination requirements for all indoor dining establishments. It goes on to talk about the rollout begins on January the 3rd. Philadelphia Health Commissioner said any place that sells food or drink or to be consumed on site will be required that everyone present, everyone that enters the doors, be fully vaccinated and have verification, validation of their COVID-19 vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, that's called a COVID pass. That's called a COVID identification. That's called the mark, if you will, that will allow you to buy, sell, to trade, shop, eat, get groceries, to go to a doctor. I'm looking at an article here that says anti-vax protesters protest erupts worldwide amid plans for the D.C. event. Preparations are underway for an anti-vax mandate protest at the National Mall in Washington, but citizens across Europe, down under, that is in Australia, have been holding mass demonstrations for some time now, including over the holiday weekend. The march in Washington, scheduled for January the 23rd, will begin at 11:30 a.m. at the Washington Monument and conclude at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial about 1 mile away. The mandates are un-American, this writer says, un-American. Stop the mass firing. Stop the segregating by vaccination status. Stop calling Americans unpatriotic for making a personal medical choice, the organizers declare on their website. In New York City on Monday, protesters against vaccine mandates crossed the Brooklyn Bridge chanting, "We the people will not comply. We the people will not comply." Ladies and gentlemen, that's called civil disobedience. And you say, well, Christians ought not to do that. Show me in the scripture where it says we ought not to do that. The Lord Jesus himself went into the temple with a bullwhip. They called it a cat of nine tails, went into the temple and started beating the ones in there that were buying and selling, trading in the temple. He said his house is not going to be made a house of merchandise. He took a stand in civil disobedience. And yet folks are saying, well, Christians ought not to do that. Jesus did. The Apostle Paul took a stand. You find David took a stand when he killed Goliath. He made a decision that he was not going to allow that to continue, and he took a stand. I can go on and on and on through the scripture, ladies and gentlemen. We can't hide behind saying, well, civil disobedience ought not. I'm not talking about going out there with arms in hand and rifles and swords. So I'm talking about going out just simply saying, no, 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 enough is enough. We're not going to comply with your illicit, unconstitutional, illegal mandates that's destroying lives across America and, yes, around the globe. This article continues to say, in New York on Monday, protesters against the vaccine mandates crossed the Brooklyn Bridge chanting, we the people will not comply. In Brussels, Belgium, in Germany, in Dusseldorf, Germany, in Vienna, in Austria, and others in Vienna, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. On a global basis, we're watching the people finally say, enough is enough. You're not going to force us to go into that mold anymore. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the COVID pass being pushed, and some of the videos I've seen where armed thugs, thugs with badges, walking down the aisles in restaurants demanding the papers to be produced or you must be forced out of the restaurants. Now, what's that going to do to the private enterprise businesses? So, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask the question. I've been tiptoeing around the edge of it all morning. I've been pointing at where we're going in the broadcast thus far. When will the COVID end? When will the pandemic end? May I be very blunt and give you my short answer to this very serious yet very profound question? COVID pandemic will end, number one, when sane citizens say no more. When sane citizens reject the edicts and the mandates and say no more executive orders, no more mandates, no more bondage, no more destruction of our Constitution, of our Bill of Rights. When we say no more, ladies and gentlemen, it is an impossibility to look at it on the basis that it's going to not continue. There's no way for it not to continue as long as we sit and receive it. Here's an article that says 150 studies show that masks are ineffective and even harmful. Ladies and gentlemen, when we the people say no more, when we the people, as parents say, no more masking of our children, when parents say, I'm not going to put my child in a public school if you're going to force to destroy their health by reducing the oxygen intake with the masks that are not workable. Here's an article that says 150 studies show mask ineffective and, in fact, harmful. A former advisor to the World Health Organization and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has compiled a list of more than one. Listen to this. More than 150 studies and articles presenting data and evidence that universal masking is ineffective in stopping the spread of COVID-19, and in fact, it causes harm, end quote. Paul Alexander, in an article from the Brownstone Institute listing the studies, says his focus is on the prevailing science that we have had for nearly 20 months now. To date, the evidence has been stable and clear that masks, quote, do not work, do not control, do not stop the virus, and does not do anything to prevent COVID. They can be harmful, and especially to children, he says further. Children will bear the consequences for decades to come, he says, for the school closure policy and the masking mandate. A list of more than 400 studies show that COVID-19 lockdown, shelter-in-place policies, and school closures, mask mandates, masks being required, have failed to curb the virus transmission or reduce the deaths any at all. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a profound statement. It's a three-page article going into the details of the studies that says that masks do not work. So, ladies and gentlemen, when will COVID end? When we say no more edicts, no more executive orders, no more mandates to wear masks, no more lockdowns, no more closures of our schools. When we, the people, take a stand and say we are in charge and not you, the ones that we've hired to do a job in Washington or in our state legislature. Ladies and gentlemen, when will COVID end? When sane citizens say no more. It'll end when parents refuse to mask their children, when sane parents will take their children out of the public school system if they're going to be forced to wear a mask. COVID will end when Americans, vaxxed or non-vaxxed, say no to the threats and the coercion and the intimidation. Are you tired of the intimidation? Are you tired of the threats? Are you tired of saying, wonder what's going to be changed today? Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to and lied to and lied to. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, what kind of lies we've been told. And yet multitudes, they still believe those lies. The lie is, ladies and gentlemen, that the vaccination is beneficial. We're going to end COVID when Americans say no to the vaccination, when we say no to the coercion and the threats in relationship to that. Here's an article that says, a 49-year-old, listen to this, 49-year-old New York Times editor. You can't say that he was a conservative, because at New York Times, he was a liberal. When a New York Times editor dies less than one day after his COVID shot, New York Times deputy director of for Asia, posted on the social media that he had gotten the Moderna COVID-19 booster shot. Less than a day later, he died. He was only 49 years old. This article says, quote, less than a day after receiving his Moderna booster on November the 17th, he died of a heart attack, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, those things are being kept silent for the most part around the globe. For the most part, you're not hearing on the Communist Network news, even on Fox News. They're not telling you how many people are dropping dead because of pericarditis or other ailments with the heart or with blood clots, et cetera, et cetera. They're not telling you the truth about the number of people that are dying or that are being maimed and destroyed, physically speaking, for the rest of their lives as a result of the injection of the COVID vaccination. A shot that's not truly a vaccination, that's putting something into your body that's going to destroy your immune system and allow you to receive all kinds of viruses in the future. In fact, I'm told by those researchers and articles that I've read, I am told that the more booster shots an individual gets, the less of an immune system he has to ward off, fight off anything, including the common cold. So when will the COVID end? When will COVID stop being relevant in America and around the globe? When sane citizens say no more edicts, no more executive orders. When parents refuse to put masks on their children. When parents take their children out of the public school. When Americans that are vaxxed or non-vaxxed say no to the threats and the coercion and the intimidation. When the people fully realize, ladies and gentlemen, listen, COVID will end when we, the people, fully realize that we've been and continue to be lied to. We were lied to about the lockdown, said it was just for 2 weeks so we could level the, flatten the curve. It's been 2 years, ladies and gentlemen, and they're still talking about lockdowns, and lockdowns still taking place in multitudes of cities and states across America today. And in most of the world around us, we're watching the lockdowns continue to destroy the hearts and the lives and the aims and the goals of the people, the citizens in those nations around the world. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. Lied to about the lockdowns just for 2 weeks when it now has been almost 2 years. We've been lied to about the effectiveness of masks. We now know that masks do not prevent COVID or even the common cold. Ladies and gentlemen, you can buy a box of masks and look on the side, and it says it does not prevent COVID-19. It does not prevent it. And yet we have folks like the female on the Delta airline that was getting in the face of an elderly gentleman because he had his mask off while feeding his face, while eating. And yet she called him all kind of explicatives and demanded he put his mask on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because of the divisiveness in America where those that are prideful saying, look at me, I'm going to bow and bend and obey the executive orders and the fiat demands by our government. And those that refuse to do so then are looked at as second-class citizens, as those that disobey the government, as those that ought to be put into a second-class citizenship group. That's what we're watching. It's part of the Marxist policy to divide the citizens, to dethrone God, and destroy marriages. Those are the three top things in the Marxist agenda, Karl Marx's own words. And we're watching that take place today, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call, your dialogue and discussion on this issue today is imperative. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Do you believe that this is something that can end, will end? How do you think it should end? I'm looking at an article that says Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene told the news outlet that we have a communist government in charge today in America. She goes on with about a five-page article about what she says she's seeing that she calls our American government today, she calls it a communist style of government. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says Dr. Anthony Fauci admits that COVID vaccine may actually, listen to this admission now, listen to this admission, and I watched a video clip of it, not just the printed article. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits that COVID vaccines may actually make people worse. And then he makes a little footnote, but it would not be the first time. This article reads, Dr. Anthony Fauci sat down with Meta, that is former Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and finally said out loud what many people have been warning for over a year about the rushed mRNA vaccine. They may actually make the COVID pandemic worse, he said. Dr. Fauci was commenting on a recent study that showed that the COVID vaccine may actually make a recipient more likely, listen, more likely to be reinfected than someone with natural immunity from a prior infection. Quote, this would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good initially, initial safety actually made people worse, Fauci said. Pause and read again what he said. Now consider all of the announcements made by the public health experts that promise the vaccines are 100% safe, 100% effective. Even a child can be near zero at risk. The article goes further in saying, one of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected. The RSV vaccine failure was exposed in 2008 by researchers who finally untangled the deadly decades of mystery. Goes on to talk about how Fauci had been involved in vaccines across the world and other vaccines, and the number of people that had died had been paralyzed or sterilized as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about when will COVID end. I'm looking at an article that says CDC severely cuts back the estimate of prevalence of Omicron virus variant in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to end. COVID is going to end. When we the people take a stand and say enough is enough, when we say no more masking, no more vaccine, when we say no more executive orders, we're going to demand our Bill of Rights be reinstituted in our nation today without equivocation. We've been lied to about the 2 weeks at the beginning. We've been lied to about the effectiveness of masks and the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine. We've been lied to about the safety of the COVID vaccine. Now we are killing more people than we're saving as a result of it. Been lied to about the need for so-called booster shots. As I said earlier, Germany is now on its fifth booster shot, and these boosters are destroying the immune system in an individual's body, destroying it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says CDC severely cuts back estimate of prevalence of Omicron variant in the U.S. And I could say I'll go on and on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand we've been lied to. Lied to. And we've embraced the lie. We've accepted the lie. We've simply submitted to the lie without any equivocation. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
If it were not for Fauci and his ilk, I believe we'd have already passed what we're calling COVID, this Wu flu, this biological weapon. The impact on America will have already passed if it weren't for the lockdowns and all the draconian measures and shutting down businesses and forcing masks on two-year-olds and shutting down schools and right on down the list. We'd have already been past this if it were not for the forced vaccinations that only immunize the pharmaceutical companies and don't provide immunization for the individual that's the recipient of the shot. You know, we'd be past this except for the fact that leftists love fascism. They love totalitarianism. They love the control that they see folks like Xi in China, the power that he has, the power that folks like Hugo Chavez, then Maduro in Venezuela, they love the power. They don't care about the destruction because they presume that they will be at the top of the heap. They'll be running the show. They'll be the one handing out the dictates. They don't mind the unlawful executive orders, the unconstitutional executive orders, when they're coming from their side. Now, keep in mind, for 4 years, they called Donald Trump a fascist. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the entire notion of this Antifa movement, what a fraud. What a fraud. Anti-fascist, really? And you're marching as Donald Trump was. Tell me what he did that was fascist. Tell me where he forced his will, you know, by executive fiat, just did X, Y, and Z and just trampled all over the Constitution. That wasn't happening, but it's happening today. Where did Antifa go? Where did Antifa go? Well, those are the little brown shirt minions that operate for the Democratic Party. You know, the all the concern over January 6th, why wasn't there some concern when they were burning down cities all the prior year? 400 or so major riots were stores were looted and nothing, because that is absolutely okay with those within the leadership of the Democratic Party. I'd say today, if you're a Christian and you're a Democrat, I'm calling you out.
Yes.
Leave that party. It's an absolutely evil, wicked, it has become an evil, wicked, wretched thing. You step back in time 50 years ago, maybe not so much. 100 years ago, they were evil and wicked, wretched. I mean, the Ku Klux Klan had their Klan bake right in the middle of the DNC, and, you know, they embraced. So, you know, the Democratic Party has had a filthy, awful, wretched legacy. So I'm calling you out today. But it would already be over were it not for all of this craziness. We'd have already reached what you would call herd immunity. Yeah, you'd still have little things here and there, but we'd be done. We'd be done if ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were readily available and treatment protocols were actually in place that worked rather than putting – in remdesivir in people's system and shutting down their kidneys. Why in the world do that? I just spoke with a fellow the other day. His dad passed away with this, and he said he goes in the hospital. His dad's got the Wu flu, and they know he already has kidney renal issues, and they still put remdesivir in his system, but they got a 20% bonus. The Medicare reimbursement gives them 20% extra. If you could put that remdesivir in the system, that's disgusting. So if we weren't doing all this craziness, we'd be done. If you looked at Omicron, with a logical, rational, you go, well, that's what everybody wants to get. That's the cold. But I guarantee you, I mean, I'm not a scientist, but I'd say there's a high likelihood it'd give you upstream and downstream protection against other variants, and we'd be done. As a matter of fact, if you compare this to other things like heart disease that took 649 or 659,000 lives last year, this is not doing that. So, you know, if the fascism works with the Wu flu, you know, they can force you to get the shot. Can they force you to go on a diet, folks? Can they force you to go on a diet? Because that's what's next. Of course, this level of power, this level of authoritarianism, this level of totalitarianism, this is what the Antichrist will use. So guess what? They're all still part of the plan. It's disgusting. It's perverse. They're all still part of the plan, and I guess they're all operating as some of Satan's minions because they're carrying out his will, his desire. So congratulations, Democrats. Congratulations. We know who you work for.
It's like Jesus told the Pharisees, you're of your father the devil. He's the liar and the father of all lies. And that's what we're watching today. Greg, I'm looking at an article that says, new study finds vaccines make, that's M-A-K-E, Omicron infection more likely. They have discovered in proper scientific research that Omicron, as being called a variant, is actually the offshoot of those that have been vaccinated, and most of those, if not all, that have come down with the variant called Omicron have already been vaccinated. This article says a study by Danish researchers find that after 90 days, the COVID-19 vaccines will make you more likely to get infected from Omicron, not less likely. The study shows that after three months, the effectiveness of the Pfizer BioNTech and Moderna mRNA vaccines against Omicron is actually negative. The Pfizer vaccine makes recipients 76.5% more likely than the Moderna recipients of 39.3% more likely to be infected with than any unvaccinated people. In other words, Greg, this research says that if you've been vaccinated, you're more likely, by up to 79% more likely, to come down with Omicron, the variant that is called Omicron, than those that are unvaccinated. So what is it saying to us, Greg? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg, one of our four sons. Greg hails up in the southern tip of heaven, better known as the state of Tennessee and the northeast quadrant of Tennessee. Greg, what kind of weather you got up there today?
It's not as beautiful as it was yesterday, but it's always beautiful in the great Houston Valley. I wouldn't trade it for any other spot on the globe right now. It's a beautiful country. You know, it's interesting that you state that with Omicron, and the reality is, I guess these fascist book fact checkers need to go back and apologize to Dr. Malone and Dr. Cole and all the other doctors that said, hey, this is likely to cause, you know, autoimmune disorders. It's likely to open the door for a lot of different problems, and they articulate it so much better than I ever could. However, their warnings were blocked their warnings, by the way, folks, I want you to know this, if it's you know, Facebook, Meta, whatever they want to call themselves this week, or Twitter, or YouTube, or Google, when they block these things, they are blocking you from access to information. And they block it, and they say that's fake information because it doesn't comport with what the World Health Organization is telling you, and they lie a lot. It doesn't comport with what the CDC is telling you, and they lie a lot. It does not comport with what Fauci says, and he lies a lot.
If he opens his mouth, he's lying.
It is completely perverse and disgusting to see how far we've gone down this crazy road. But they've blocked information that now is turning out to be, you know, the warning that's turning out to be completely 100% true. I wonder if we're going to get an apology. I wonder if there's going to be civil liability. Oh, they have Section 230 protection, so I guess there'll be no civil liability. What chaos! They don't have any liability. Pharmaceutical companies don't have any liability. The only person that's carrying real liability is you, and apparently, unless you've got some real good reason for going and being part of the experiment, apparently you're going to potentially have a lot of liability. You may, folks, may be carrying the results of this for years to come. I still believe this is part of what they will look back on in the tribulation and say, hey, folks, you know, the entire world was deceived by her pharmakeia or sorceries, yes. But the word pharmakeia, I think that's what's going to be looked back on, or these events will be looked back on in that time that we call the tribulation in the scripture.
Greg, one final little note in the less than a minute that we've got. I'm looking at an article that says FAA vaccine policy violates its own rules. Attorneys and doctors say, if our listeners want to know why you're having so many canceled flights, why so many flights are not being carried out, is because the pilots are saying no. And the pilots' association is saying they can't fly if they've been vaccinated, because several have been found with blood clotting, elevated risk of pulmonary embolism, strokes, aneurysms, cardiac arrest, death while in flight. They have had those symptoms because they've been forced to get vaccinated. Now they're saying we're just not going to fly. So if you're wondering why you're having so many flights that are not going across the skies, it's because of the demands by FAA that these pilots take the injection. Greg, take about 30 seconds and that'll wrap our broadcast up. How should we then live? What should Christians do? Should we keep standing, or should we just bow and bend?
Listen, do like Rosa Parks, stand up. And don't stand up. Don't give up your seat. You know, God's placed you here for a reason this time. But the verse for 2021 is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That is the verse for 2021.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Greg. Ladies and gentlemen, continue to tune in each day as we face the issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
A fellowship meal, Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.